Okay, so Alison, usually when you think of embroidery, you think of kind of sweet phrases stitched in pastels, thing like home sweet home or like baby's
My
names.
mom used to do it in the summer. She's a school teacher, so she had the summer off, and she'd always take one project and make some beautiful pillow.
Yeah, very nice,
Yep.
kind of romantic, homey things. There is an artist. She is here with us now, Andrea Deja. She is taking embroidery in a slightly new direction, shall we say. It still has that homey kind of feeling, but a little sassier, a little edgier, and a little more ironic. She stitches,
I like these phrases. They're funny.
she stitches sayings like these: "My mother claimed that men will like me more if I pretend to be less smart. My mother claimed that wearing skimpy bikinis will give you a kidney cold. My mother claimed that men have stinky feet."
Your mother had a lot to
She had a
say.
lot to say. Andrea Deja is in our studio. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank
Pretty
you.
good. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. So you have embroidered these sayings and like four dozen of them onto cotton squares, and they're on display at the Museum of Arts and Design in Manhattan as part of a larger exhibition on something called extreme embroidery. And the whole exhibit is called Pricked. And you're originally from Romania, we should
Yes,
say.
yes.
How did you start to embroider? Who taught you how to do this craft?
I actually taught myself. We had to embroider in middle school as part of home economy, but I really wanted to be a feminist, so I refused to do any kind of feminine crafts. I wanted to do wood shop, but they didn't let me. So my mom and my grandmother would sew all my pieces, and I would take them to school because I refused to sew. So when I moved to America about 10 years ago, I realized that people here were not afraid that if they go outside with wet hair, they will die. And that women sat on cold surfaces without being afraid that they will catch a female cold.
And
And
these were things that
these were
people
things that
thought in Romania. This was
everybody,
common lore.
exactly, everybody believed. This is not just my mother. And a lot of these other beliefs that I grew up with as the truth turned out to be a very small, very regional kind of belief system. And I started with these, with the health concerns, health-related superstitions. And then from there, it moved and expanded into how women are supposed to behave based in that region or in that society, which is changing, but it's still pretty traditional today.
So are these things, first of all, did your mother really, these aren't just general sayings, did your mother really claim these things
No,
that we hear?
my mother really did claim these, and especially the newer ones that I've been working on are more family related. Like those ones are not necessarily by everybody else. The ones that I've been making, like about relationships, there's one that says, "My mother claimed that you don't know who you marry until after you've married him, and by then it's too late." So I don't know if other mothers said that, but mine did.
And we should say, I mean, your embroidery, I'm looking at the book right now with some images. They are very sweet stitchings. I mean, the colors are very sweet, and you start to read them, and when you know, something that starts with "my mother claimed that," you think it's going to be this very kind of benign statement, but some of them are even quite violent. This one, "My mother claimed that my grandmother loved me, even though grandma said she'll cut my tongue out with the biggest knife she had."
Yeah, I wanted to do that kind of subverting domestic feminine craft, and I wanted to use a kind of imagery that, on superficial looking, it looks like it's part of that world of women
Very
embroidering cute
domestic
things.
arts, yeah.
Yeah, but then at the same time, the things that they are saying, I wanted them to be the truth, and the truth is sometimes pretty cruel and strange. And the idea is that I taught myself how to do embroidery because I wanted to make this project, and I thought that these sayings and these beliefs would be best said in this medium. And so I just sat down and did it.
What are you working on now? I see you've brought something
I
in.
have one. I'm working on this on the subway. I usually work on my embroideries on the subway. And this one says, "My mother claimed that if a glass gets knocked over on the table, she whom the beverage flows towards will have a baby."
Now, that's something you grew up really thinking?
Well, whenever we had a family reunion.
If someone spills a glass, then the liquid and where it approaches, whoever it approaches, is going to be pregnant.
Yeah, it was supposed to foretell these kinds of things, so you are always careful not to spill the wine towards anyone who didn't want a baby, not to sit on the corner of the table because then you never get married.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. And other things like, and finally, if you finally catch a boy or somebody who would be a prospect, then you have to pretend not to be that smart to actually make that happen.
Huh. That's a lot to think about.
Yeah. When did you realize that these weren't true? I mean, I imagine it was a long process.
Well, it was gradual, I guess. Some of them, I kind of growing up realized that they were probably not true. But then some of them, I really only realized when I moved here, like the hepatitis ones, that you can get it from a handshake or that you can...
Yeah, my mother claimed that you can get hepatitis from a handshake.
Right. Or a lot of people believe that you can get herpes if you eat something greasy without bread. Or that you get hepatitis if you eat something that you feel disgusted by. I really learned those when I moved here. I firmly believed for a long time that people running around with herpes ate something greasy.
So you are turning all this folklore on its head in this form. How does your mom feel about the project?
My mom is actually proud of it. I was a little bit worried about it, and I called her and at a certain point, and I told her, look, I'm doing these things. Maybe you don't believe in them anymore, but I'm working on this project. And she wanted to know what these are, and I told her. And she's like, no, those are, like, totally cool, and it's good if people hear about them. And I think she still believes a bunch of them, and others I don't know, but...
It's very provocative work. It's definitely the most interesting embroidery I've ever seen. Artist Andrea Deja, an assistant professor of media design at Parsons, the New School for Design. Her works are included in a new exhibit called Pricked. Hey, Andrea, thank you for coming in.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
The Bryant Park Project is directed by Jacob Gans, edited by Trish McKinney, and produced by Matt Martinez. I'm Allison Stewart. I host it.
You host it?
You co-host it, Rachel Martin.
This is the BPP from NPR News.